So, Melissa, this brings up the first topic we wanted to get into, which is where are we today in terms of transplant for myeloma? In the past, this has kind of been standard in a younger patient that we think could tolerate a transplant. Is that still the case, or is it also okay to maybe just collect cells and hold off on transplant?
Yeah. Autologous transplant remains standard of care in myeloma. The studies that have been done using novel drugs followed by transplant suggest that that is the way to go, that those patients get upgrade of their responses and better progression-free survivals.
Raphael?
I'm actually quite biased in favor of transplant being one of the key elements of good control for disease control, so I actually support that as one of the main treatment modalities.
So one of the things we want to get into today, and we got into this morning with breast cancer, is, you know, kind of patient education. And what do you actually say to patients? And Beth, when you see a young patient like this man in his early 50s, all of a sudden he's got a fractured femur, he's trying to sort of conceptualize it, now he's got to deal with multiple myeloma, and you're saying, you know, we're hoping we can get you to a transplant in a few months. What do you tell them to expect from the transplant in terms of what it's going to be like for them?
Well, we could sit here and debate as to whether or not an upfront transplant is an issue, but let's assume that this individual is going to transplant. I try to get their affairs in order and tell them realistically, you're going to be tired, and fatigue is the biggest side effect of transplant that's really going to last a good 6 months.